public evaluation for the manager is unusual. Personnel matters like this are typically held in a closed-door executive session, but the ongoing tension between some of the city councilors and manager Richard Underkoffler has been prominent in the news, and Underkoffler exercised his right to have his annual performance review take place in open session. The formal evaluation itself was pretty straightforward, and it laid bare the council's opinions of Underkoffler in several performance areas. Councilors Lee Corio, Melinda Hofstede, Sarah Stoner, and Bob Nilsson gave Underkoffler mixed reviews. Their main criticisms of Underkoffler centered on what they saw as his disrespect for them and his sometimes emphatic opposition to some of their proposals. They alleged he badmouthed some of them in public places like the Rotary Club and the Harbor Master's Shack. Here's Councilor Nilsson's rating of the manager's rapport with the council, staff, the public, and others.
In my opinion, he has alienated himself against the majority of council and turned department heads against council, and that's the way I see it, so I gave him less than satisfactory.
On the other hand, Mayor Al Dwyer and Councilors Mark Jensen and Ed Sarf consistently rated Underkoffler satisfactory or better. Mayor Dwyer gave Underkoffler's rapport with the council and others a rating of better than satisfactory. Dwyer acknowledged Underkoffler sometimes strongly disagreed with the councilors, but he saw that as part of the public process.
I've found that once a decision is finalized by the council, Rich does his best to carry it out. He does not bow down to the mayor or to the individual council member. He is not anyone's lackey. He's a professional and knows that his boss consists of the mayor and the entire council combined.
There was a full house of local residents at the Petersburg City Council chambers, and as the public testimony got underway, it was clear the crowd was worried that four of the seven council members wanted to fire Underkoffler. Don Koenigs was mayor of Petersburg when Underkoffler first served as Petersburg City Manager from 1981 to 1985. Koenigs credited Underkoffler for leaving the struggling town in far better financial shape than he had found it 5 years earlier. Koenigs saw Underkoffler as the right person to have at the helm again in these troubled economic times.
From my heart, I'm speaking the truth. What I saw, what I experienced, and I don't want to lose this manager. Not now. He's a workaholic.
Koenigs also pointed out that Underkoffler oversaw development of the town's current hospital and school buildings in the early 1980s, as well as the hydropower system that supplies Petersburg and Wrangell with cheap electricity. Along with his earlier time in Petersburg, Underkoffler's 30-plus years of work as an administrator includes another 10 years in Alaska as Soldotna's city manager. He's been on the job in Petersburg, this time around, for a year. The council's evaluation resulted in roughly 31 ratings of satisfactory or better on the various issues, while there were only 11 ratings of less than satisfactory, a fact that several residents, including Susan Erickson, emphasized.
Okay, so we got 75%, 74, he's doing a good job. And the other 24, he's not. And I try to take some notes here, and maybe you'll agree, maybe I misheard. Seemed like what we really don't like about Rich is his personality and how he disagrees with us. He tells us, you're an idiot for thinking that way. Smarten up.
Erickson saw value in listening to people with whom one disagrees. She saw Tuesday's evaluation as an opportunity for all sides to admit some serious mistakes over the past year and to start fresh. But for a while, the council's majority seemed headed in the opposite direction after Councillor Nilsson made this motion.
I move to terminate Richard Underkoffler's contract as the manager of the city of Petersburg without cause.
That prompted another more extensive and passionate round of comments. Councillor Jensen pointed out the lengthy, expensive, and difficult search for a city manager last year.
I don't know how much that costs, but I know if we terminate Rich, it's going to cost us 6 months severance pay. That's half of $97,500. And I don't know if we have to pay him his $1,000 a month that goes into his retirement. If we do, that's another $6,000. So you add that up, and then you look at the time it's going to take and the money it's going to cost to get applicants and try to find another city manager that's as good as Rich. And I think it's going to be hard to do.
Jensen was also concerned that without a city manager in office right now, Petersburg could miss its prime opportunity to secure substantial project funding from the legislature and the federal stimulus package. He said it would be a disservice to the community to terminate under Coffler. Mayor Al Dwyer helped negotiate under Coffler's contract and rated him highly. He was somewhat perplexed at the stance some of his fellow councillors appeared to be taking.
Because he has 10 less than satisfactory, we want to throw him away. We want to throw all that money and time away. And that, to me, is definitely not conservatism, you know? I mean, that's, you're acting like we got money to throw away.
As the discussion went on, the councillors who were critical of Under Coffler made it clear that his actual administrative work was not their main concern. Councillor Melinda Hofstede was careful in her comments to avoid being accused of slander.
I will say this. I believe that Rich has been a big part of the divisiveness, and we have a major problem here, and it's not work product that is my big problem, and that's all I'm going to say. Because I don't want to have any potential slander, and I've been accused of that, you know. But we have to do something different here.
Hofstede called Under Coffler a pot stirrer. Councillor Corio took a similar stand.
I don't think it's a question of administrative competency or your prodigious work ethic. They're really commendable, but I have found that you try to lead the council, not just counsel the council. I'm way, way open to hearing your thoughts. I've also found you to be a pot stirrer.
Corio told Under Coffler this was not about his ability to work. Rather, he said, quote, this is about your ability to work with us. He cited a recent meeting in which Under Coffler argued defiantly against some councillor's proposal to require city department heads work standard office hours, saying it would run afoul of labor law. At the following meeting, Under Coffler publicly admitted he had been wrong on that issue. But person after person from the audience Tuesday urged the council to move on and work with a manager to address bigger issues facing Petersburg. Here's local resident Suzanne West.
And what you are doing as a council now, you are not unanimous for Petersburg. We don't have a borough formed, and you haven't supported that. You worry about things like the firewood, and yes, those are important, but they're not forward thinking. You reference the economy, and I suggest you join on board with the city manager and get going for this city.
Politically, it was a diverse crowd of people, many of whom have at times been at odds with each other over various local issues, but those who spoke seemed to be united on keeping Under Coffler. There were former city councillors, many city employees, fishermen, business owners, educators, and other local residents. A couple of city department heads, including the police chief and power and light superintendent, said Under Coffler had never tried to stir things up between them and councillors. The crowd erupted in applause after several of the public comments, and no one from the audience spoke against Under Coffler. Sonny Rice was one of several people who rushed down to the council chambers while listening to the discussion on the radio.
I had to come down because I wanted to bear witness to what I see you're about to do to this community, and it just kills me. I can't believe that you would think about dumping a city manager like that in the middle of all that we're going through.
The testimony did seem to make an impression on the four councillors who had been critical of Under Coffler, beginning with Councillor Stoner, who said she was willing to try and work out her concerns with the manager.
Because I think anybody can work with anybody. It just takes a lot of communication, and since I've been on, I have felt, to be completely honest, I have felt uncomfortable even going into your office and to ask you a question, because everything I feel like I say would either go straight to the press or used against me, and that's just how I feel, and I know that's something that could be fixed, but it's a trust thing, like he said, and I don't think it's fair to just terminate you after we just showed you what we had a problem with without even giving you a chance to look at it.
Councillors Corio, Nilsson, and Hofstede also agreed to give it another try, provided Under Coffler was willing to be more responsive to their concerns. But as pointed out by audience member Carrie Peterson, a relationship is a two-way street.
I feel that there's a lot of egos going on the council that also need to change. I don't think that you can just sit up there and tell Rich that it's all him, because as a citizen of this community, that is not what I am seeing.
As it turned out, the motion to fire Underkoffler was actually not a legal motion anyway. Council motions must be stated in the affirmative. So the council could have considered a motion to renew Underkoffler's contract and then voted it up or down. But they ultimately dropped that whole proposal, and instead, they voted unanimously to seek a professional mediator to improve relations among the counselors and the manager. Underkoffler was not yet ready to comment on the matter this week. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.